Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We are very happy to welcome back onto the show Dusty Hera. He covers the Oregon Ducks with 1080 The Fan in Portland. We had him on last week to talk about Derek Harmon, who did go in the first round, just not to Kansas City. But the Chiefs did select an Oregon Duck. This time they go get the linebacker in the fifth round. Jeffrey Bassa is the newest member of the Kansas City Chiefs. Dusty, man, happy to have you join us today.
Hey, thanks for having me on. And look, back-to-back weeks, let's go.
This was a player who was a four-year player at Oregon. I don't have to tell you, that's becoming more and more rare in today's college football. What were the positives about Bassa? What do you think got him drafted into the NFL?
I think with Jeffrey Bassa, he's got a fascinating story. He came into the University of Oregon as a safety, and it was one of those situations where as the scheme transitioned over, heading into his freshman year, they went and said, "Hey, man, let's try to move you down to linebacker." Then Dan Lanning comes in 2022, and Dan Lanning's defense is predicated. Anybody that saw it at Georgia or has seen it with Bassa inside at inside linebacker, it is 53 1/3. They want those guys to go sideline to sideline, and Bassa played at 212 pounds his first year playing linebacker in the middle. And he went through an offseason where he gained 20 pounds in an offseason because he was like, look, I can do it, but I need to bulk up if I want to make this thing a future. So he came in the next year at about 230 pounds, and he said he did everything he could to pack on the weight. It was all good weight, did not lose speed. And he said he taught himself how to cook in the offseason just so – he could have some extra stuff off training table when training table wasn't there. He could have his own meals, and he's done everything the right way. And I think that is what leads Bassa to the NFL. I don't know what his role in the NFL is going to be because even at, 235, 240 pounds, he's an undersized inside linebacker, right? And playing in the NFL. But his speed, playing 53 1/3, his smarts, and he is always a guy where his highlights and his stats, they're not going to blow your ears back. But one thing that everybody will notice is that Jeffrey Bassa has always been the right spot. And that is the difference. And with Steve Spagnuolo's defense, with what defenders are asked to do in Kansas City, there's going to be a role for him. I don't know what that is going to be in the NFL at the next level. But I could tell you one thing, man. You're looking at a guy who's, at the very minimum, he's going to be a role player who's going to be an elite special teams player because he's willing to do anything that it takes to get on the field and stay on the field. And he has all of the intangibles that it takes to make it in the National Football League, to be a highly successful human, not just a football player. But I think that work ethic and that drive that took him from 212 to 230 in one offseason is exactly what's going to make him stick in the NFL.
Right now we're talking to Dusty Hera, who covers the Oregon Ducks, learning a little bit more about Jeffrey Bassa, the fifth-round linebacker that the Kansas City Chiefs got from the Oregon Ducks. How would you rate Bosa's ability against the run? How would you rate Bosa's ability against pass coverage?
In pass coverage, he is a guy that is a quick identifier, always knows where crossers are going to be, especially when playing on the inside, can handle a back out if that's something that he's asked to do. In run coverage, it was missed tackles were a concern for a little bit with Bosa, but he shored that up this past year especially, and I think really turned a corner midway through that 2023 campaign. But the thing with him is that he's always in the right spot to rally, and that is where I watch like a Steve Spagnuolo defense, and when you watch Kansas City's defense, you know, there's a flock of red jerseys that always show up to the ball, and that is where he kind of thrives, right? If he's not going to be the first one to bring him down, he's going to make sure he knows where the help is coming from and funneling guys back the other way.
I'm looking at his NFL draft page, and one of his weaknesses says he is missing the playmaking gene. What do you think that could mean? As someone who saw his entire career at Oregon, if someone says that his weakness is missing the playmaking gene, what does that mean to you?
To me, I think that means he's not like a stat compiler. He's not a guy that is always going to, you know, be, he's not your prototypical what we think of an inside linebacker to be. And that's, you know, in fairness to Jeffrey, I don't think that's what Dan Lanning in the Oregon defense asked him to be. You know, Tosh LePoy in that Oregon defense. He's an elite organizer. He knows the scheme inside and out, and that's something that he is always going to do, is he's going to be the guy who knows where everybody goes, and he gets to the right spot. And like I said, you know, he may not be the guy who makes the play, but if you watch other guys' highlights, he's the guy turning the back or turning the tight end or receiver to where the play is going to be made. And it's because he is always in the right spot. So I think that's kind of what it means, is that, you know, he's always, you know, that 53 and a third inside linebacker where you're playing from the sideline to sideline, balls in the middle of the field. And they say, hey, you got sidelines, man. You got to make sure that nothing is going to get past you. That is where he thrives.
That is Dusty Harrow joining us on the show today, talking about the fifth-round pick for the Kansas City Chiefs. They go get Jeffrey Bosa out of the University of Oregon. Dusty, happy to have you on the show today. I've enjoyed talking to you, but I'll tell you this. If we have you on the show again between now and I don't know when, something went wrong at Oregon.
All right, well, maybe something great will happen again, but I think you're probably right. If it happens again, we may be in trouble out here. But I appreciate it. You guys are going to love Jeffrey. He's a great interview, great person, and he's going to fit in well with the Chiefs.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.